You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Welcome, welcome, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here for another show. We are here in the collective energy. We're here in the expansiveness of this space, this platform, this grid that everyone has created. Here we are in the Wisdom Orb. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here and upgrading our consciousness, up-leveling our vibration, and aligning with the frequency of the show that you really have created. And so right now, during these times, we're stepping into our power. We're awakening to our sovereignty, every single one of us. And so as we start today's call, as always, let us invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us invite and invoke the Ancient Ones, the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today and open our hearts. And let us hear, let us feel, let us embody and integrate the message that is going to be shared with us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Danielle Brooks has spent her life living and traveling the world, respectfully learning the traditions and values of ancient and emerging cultures. Her role is as a catalyst and facilitator for people to create profound change in their lives. She works with divine energy as a trance medium and well-being coach dedicated to heart-centered consciousness and empowerment. As a Canadian who has spent her life in both remote and densely populated areas, she has learned one basic truth. There is more that brings us together than separates us. But we have to open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to one another. Her life is a living mosaic of these experiences, and she brings the celebration of diversity and richness with her into all aspects of her work, and she'll be bringing it to us today. So welcome, Danielle. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with everyone. Thank you for showing up for this call.
Yeah, thank everyone, and thank you. Thank you. You're in a beautiful place. You're in right now. We'll share with everyone. You're in Brazil right now, and you showed me a photograph a while back. You have a beautiful valley that you're watching over, or is watching over you, but you're looking over. So you're in a beautiful, beautiful place of peace and tranquility there.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming here today and being with us and for sharing what you're going to be sharing around freedom keys and embodying love and truth.
I'm excited about the work we're going to do today, because when we come together as a collective, when we come together with an intention to expand and to hold and to anchor our light, it's amplified. So I always look forward to these opportunities, especially now as we're going through such turbulent transformation, and the potential that we have right now to create whole new realities and worlds, both within ourselves and in the collective, is phenomenal. So tonight, my beautiful friends, we are seeding the new together.
Thank you. And Danielle, I know you shared with me that you'd love to anchor in the energy with a prayer or meditation or some sort of transmission for the whole community here listening in. Would you like to do that now?
I'd love to. So I want to invite everyone, as we begin, and it matters not if you're on the call live or if you're going to be listening to this at another time. There is only the now. There is only this here moment. But I want to invite you to give yourself the presence and the grace of that presence to turn off your phone, perhaps put your earbuds in, and come into this sacred space. Come into this sacred circle as we cast this circle now. Can you sit here and allow yourself to be with where you're at? Can you allow yourself to be with what is going on in your life and also what isn't? Can you take a deep breath? And can you lay your weariness down? And come into this space here together, where there's no time, there's no judgment, there's no right or wrong. And can you just breathe into your heart? I want to thank you so very much for embracing this mythic call. And by that I mean being here at this profound time of awakening, walking your walk, and walking in this incredible illusion. Because I know that it has meant an overwhelming forgetting of yourself as a light being. We live in a reality that is formed around illusions of separation. And I know for many of you, it has created feelings of hopelessness, lack of support, and vibrational alienation. And the very gifts that each of us has come here with, and yes, we have all come with gifts, they've been the cause for fear and resistance and projection by that which is being transformed. And yet, still love grows. No matter where you're at, no matter what is going on, and no matter the fear and doubt and uncertainty, bless you for being here. Bless you for the new that is emerging in you, because still love grows. We together, it is our very presence in which the vibration of fear will be transmuted by the love that we hold. And so I call upon each and every one of you to breathe into your heart now. Place your hand on your heart. Within you, a sun blazes with unconditional love. Breathe into it, my friend. Breathe in. I ignite my heart of self. I am all that I am. Call into your life now the power of unconditional love. For you are divine, and the divine is in you. You're a God seed and a reflection of cosmic consciousness. You are love made visible. Bless you, for still love grows no matter the circumstances around us. Still love grows, and it is seated here and now in this circle through the work we will do tonight and through the very path that you walk, for you are a blessing. Breathe into the blessing that you are, and know that this circle, this community, here and now, supports you. We walk this path as one. Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Ah, beautiful. What a lovely way to start and really get into the space here. I wanted to ask you, because one of the things that we had said you'll be sharing is, you posed the question, mm-hmm. What if you had the power to create your ideal life now, right? What would you need to do? Who would you become? Can you talk to us about becoming?
Absolutely. So much of our reality is and has been constructed on fear and control. We have defined ourselves. We've created identities that have contained us, that have kept us small. And now we are birthing a truer way, a truer expression, one that is not defined in fear, but in authentic expression and love. And so for me, this time that we are in, while it is incredibly challenging, and make no mistake, it seems like anything that is going to block your truth and keep you spinning in a cycle of fear is going to come up roaring right now to get your attention. The invitation is really to know that everything serves you, and that we are in this contained, confined space because we are in accelerated change and we are in awakening. We are becoming. we are becoming in this catalyst a greater, truer expression of who we are. And that's different for each one of us. We have choice, we have free will. We are so loved. And so this evolution that we're in, and I know I'm speaking to people who have been walking this path for a long time. You wouldn't be on this call if you were not saying a clear yes in your heart to, I want to be true. I want to live and to express what is real in me. I want to let go. I want to let go of the wounds and the stories and the victimhood and the saviorhood and all those dynamics of what has been, because I know I cannot create a future that is based on the past. And we are in this collective time of incubation when we have the profound capacity to really truly look at what we have created. Bring into our awareness what we prefer now, what we want to choose. We are becoming the butterfly from the caterpillar. And there is awakening in us, in each one of us. It's an awakening that is not controlled by the mind. It's an awakening just the way that a seed of an oak tree is planted and it has within itself all that it needs to grow to be a tree, a great majestic oak. You have within yourself that is wanting to be expressed. So it isn't so much about becoming something. It is about recognizing and remembering and allowing what is your truth to come forward now. That is the great becoming.
Thank you. Yeah, can definitely feel into that, feel into the remembering, remembering the essence of who we truly are.
And it's not easy, right?
Yeah.
It's so not easy, because every wound and every way that we've kept ourselves small or fearful, and it hasn't been a safe world in which we could express, because if you came here wanting and knowing that you are light within yourself, that has caused fear. That has caused resistance. And the very fear that we are here to transmute has been projected at us. So feeling safe. This is a deep inner time. And there is so much that is going on. There is so much support for us. I have to share this with you. There is such profound support, both in the cosmos, within the very earth we walk upon, the mother, everything is in a state of awakening. And the invitation is to step in. The invitation is to receive the support of the unseen, the unknown, or as you say, the wisdom of the ancients and the future ancients. We are not alone. We are in a profound birth. Can you open to receive the support here tonight? For we are one and we are strong when we remember who we are. Together our light expands, our power grows when we choose to let love guide us.
You've spoken and you speak of boundaries. And you speak on, the importance of creating healthy boundaries. Can you share with us how boundaries relate to the process of remembering who we are?
Well, let's be really honest. It takes 2 seconds to fall out of your heart, right? we just tumble right out as soon as we tune in to one of the infinite stories that are going on around us. There are so many stories that are playing out around us right now. There's so many truths being expressed, and it gets really hard. It gets so confusing to understand what is true for me. what is going to nourish me. So creating healthy boundaries for me is paramount right now to being able to stay in the center, to stay in your own center. So when I'm talking about healthy boundaries, I'm not talking about protection, because that kind of is, you know, when I say the word protective, healthy boundaries, what happens is, you know, I go into this defensive mode. When I'm talking about healthy boundaries, I'm talking about directive, not protective. It's about directing your energy. So understanding first and foremost that we are all energy. And your energy is unbelievably valuable. So choose where you want to place your energy. Choose what you want to have your energy be received by. Choose where you will place it, because when you place your energy, you will automatically create a resonance with that state, with that placing, and you'll magnetize it to you. So for myself, whenever I fall out of my heart, which is, you know, continual, it's like part of the dance. I think of it kind of like the square dance of life. You know, you fall out, you come back in, you twirl around, do-si-do. It's it's a huge learning. And so for myself, my healthy boundary is creating a direction, which is to be true and authentic and to be aligned with the highest frequency of love and light. Now, understanding that everything is love, there's love in the greatest depths of darkness and pain. There's still love. There's love in everything. So I choose the highest expression of love. I choose to align with the great central sun, the purest expression of wholeness. And as I place my focus there, I create a resonance with that. And that creates a direction where my focus creates a way of living where that directs me. No matter how many times I might fall out and need to build my boundary back up, I see it as a proactive direction. And this is really about a state of allowing, because other people can choose what they want. I am choosing the highest frequency, and I direct my energy there. And in that way, I stay in a state, and I return to a state of love, not a state of fear. Because when I think of boundary as something that is a protection and I need a defense, I'm in resistance. And bam, I'm right back into fear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So creating that healthy boundary is about honoring your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Choose where you want to place your energy, because it has profound value. And it isn't about making other choices and other people's realities right or wrong. We have free will. But make yours valuable, because it really counts. Make it honor you. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we can all feel that. I know I can feel the truth in what you're saying. And I can resonate with that. My being is recognizing the truth. So thank you for your beautiful sharing. Yeah, I wanted to also ask you, Danielle, around about feelings. You've mm-hmm. spoken also about feelings and how feelings can be or are the foundation for calling in our future selves, living really as our true selves. Talk to us a little bit about feelings and what you mean by that.
Absolutely. So we were just speaking about resonance, and everything is energy and everything is resonance. What you put out, right? That energy that you put out is what you are going to magnetize back towards you. Feelings are the basic building blocks to connect to the essence of who you are. So oftentimes, and we're going to do this process later this evening, later in the call, often when we think, what is our future self? And who would, knowing that we're letting go of the past and we are in the middle of creating here and now a whole new way of living, what are the qualities, what are the essences that we would like to call in? Now, understanding that we are letting go of what contains us, what keeps us limited and small based on identities, we're letting go of this. So when you stay in a state of feeling, you also stay in an expanded, open state where you are not defining your feeling based on something that's outside of you. We all know what the feeling of joy feels like, or peace. We know what the feeling of fear is. So using your feelings to connect in with your imagination allows you to build new foundations that are more in resonance with your heart and the essence of your soul. And by this, I really mean, and you'll experience it, so it'll be easier to experience. Yeah. But oftentimes when I work with people and they say, well, I would really like to look this way and I would like my life to have this and I want this amount of my salary. And, you know, for a salary, I want, they have a very strong image of what they are perceiving will give them joy. But that image is very limited. What if abundance was not dependent on money alone? What if abundance was about having what you need and receiving it through multiple ways? If you define abundance as only being financial, you limit it. And in the same ways, when you vision your future, if you vision the image of it, you're limiting it. But if you can feel into what and who you would like to feel like, what does that future self feel like? Then what happens is that you create that resonance inside yourself. And by creating that resonance inside of yourself here, now, you pull the future into the present. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You actually bring it here, now. It's not dependent on the perfect job or the perfect weight or the perfect age or any of those things. When you can feel the feeling that you would like to have right here and now, you actually pull and call it in. And that's what we're going to do later on. That experience of bringing it in. And so the feelings give you the liberty and the freedom to connect with what you choose and prefer and to bring it here and now. They're powerful. And they are not dependent on what the world around you looks like. So you can be in this world, but you're not necessarily affected by it.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. And that, you know,
that's a long explanation for something that's going to take us 5 minutes and a lot of fun to do.
Right, yeah. Energy and certainly in the quantum. You had mentioned that it might be lovely if people could type in, if you're on the webinar, if they could type in the qualities of the soul, the essence of who they would like to birth right now. So why don't we give a little bit of direction to everyone who's on the webinar. So if you're on the webinar page, if you have access to the Q&A box, you know, where you'd normally put your question, Danielle, would you like to give them some direction on what to do? And then we can use that. I could read those qualities out, read them out loud later, and anchor them into the sacred work. So do you want to give people direction and tell them what that's about?
Here's the fun thing. is I would love for you to think to the qualities, but don't be attached to them. Allow them to come up, and if you would like to read them out later on, absolutely. But when we go into this process, you'll be surprised that more qualities will come up. That the qualities that you're thinking of right now might only be the first floor, and we're going to go up to the penthouse together. So what I'd like for you to do is to really just sit here and start dreaming and visioning that if everything and anything is possible, which it is in the infinite now that we are in, allow your imagination to flow right now as we're talking. And start feeling into who you would like to be. You're in the chrysalis. You are no longer a caterpillar, and you're not yet the full expression of the butterfly. You're in the becoming. And so this is a beautiful place to dream. It's the dream state. So I'd like for you to dream. What does the future self feel like? What do they look like? What do they enjoy? What makes them happy? How would they respond to the situation that you're in right now? How would they be responding to what you are going through now? What would be their answer if you asked them for guidance and help? I want to invite you to really develop this relationship, because this is a relationship with your essence self that is wanting to be expressed much more here and now. So I want to invite you to just vision into this. And if you like, you can share on the chat. And Ian, if there's something that stands out to you, let's bring it in, because this is the seeding time. And we're going to do this in a process together, and then we're going to sing the creation codes, which work in the morphogenetic field, where all things are created before they enter into the physical reality. We're going to do this together. So, my beautiful friends, dream. Dream now.
You spoke about seeding. And with everything being energy, when we look at our intent and we look at getting to a place of remembering, when we seed our intentions, when we seed our visions and at times our desires, desire isn't always the word we like to use, but I think, we feel that sometimes we really desire to be that spiritual being. And sometimes it's painful when we find ourselves maybe not as aligned as we'd like to be.
Yes.
How important is it to have develop a practice around the seeding that you're speaking about, so that we can truly, truly, move into the embodiment of our soul?
Well, there are three keys to that seeding, which I call the freedom keys. And think of this as whatever it is that you want to seed, think of it as planting a garden. If you want to plant a garden, you toil the earth, you turn it over, you fertilize it, you bless the seed, you place it in the earth, you water the garden, you give it light, you nourish it. And when weeds come up, and they will, because it's fertile soil. What do we do when weeds come up? Weeds, which are limiting beliefs, negative thoughts, judgment, conditional love. They're going to come up. So you don't fight the fact that they're going to come up. You just pull them out by the root. So when I talk about seeding, it's really about setting the intent to create and focusing on the desired manifestation and letting go, allowing the unfolding. Allow the unfolding to occur. Because when we resonate with the desired manifestation, we create that magnetic pull that I'm speaking of. So in order to do that, we need to stay in a state of allowing. That's, in essence, the water. The light and the water to foster. So if I may, I'll speak to the three keys that I'm referring to.
Oh, please.
So the first one is the key of presence. It's being here now in the moment. And presence being that, I don't know about you, but I am most often bouncing from the past to the future. I'm constantly thinking about what I've created or what I want to create, and it's very tricky to stay here and now. But in the here and now, infinite potential and possibilities are. And if you want to have a sense of what is possible, you stay here in the present moment. So in the key of presence, it's being here now and looking very carefully at the foundations that you're creating now. Understanding that we have created foundations that are based on fear, lack, control. Think now, what are the structures and belief systems that your reality is based on right now? And what foundations motivate your choices? Because right now, we are creating new foundations. So the first key is to be present here and now. Don't jump ahead too far. Don't jump backwards. Stay here now and really give yourself the time to be present with what's coming up, what's challenging you. Because I guarantee that whatever is challenging you right now has a gift of learning in it and an opportunity to transform it. So number one is presence. That's the first key. The second key is the key of allowing. And allowing. And when I'm talking about allowing, please understand I am not talking about giving in or hopelessness. No, 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 no. Allowing, through allowing, it's stepping into a larger view of our human condition. It's one that permits all the ways I, you, and others choose to experience and grow. Allowing is a state of non-judgment. It's a state of profound compassion. Compassion for yourself, first and foremost, and compassion for others. And when you give yourself this gift of self-allowance, you actually move into a state of love very quickly. Let me give you an example. We talk about unconditional love, and it's, gosh, I'd love to be there, but I'm not. I work so hard on this, and I see continually how I put conditions on my love. I place expectations. I place judgments. Oh, I place so much pressure on myself and on others. And I see this. So when I can allow myself the awareness, when I am aware of this situation, when I'm aware of this feeling, I choose to act in a way that I know I need to, which is come back into love. So in essence, I'm allowing myself to be to have been conditional, and that in itself is a gateway into unconditional. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's unconditional is removing. It's the liberty and the freedom that we oftentimes we get to unconditional love through conditional love, allowing ourselves to be where we're at. No right or wrong, but allowing ourselves to be all of our humanness. And in that state, then choosing what we know we need to do by love guiding us. Allowing is also about accepting whatever the outcome may be and understanding. Always understanding that no matter the outcome, if we hold a focus and a frequency that out of this only good will come, then that is what we're going to draw in. That's what we're going to seed.
Mm.
So allowing is a profound key to freedom. Can you allow yourself to be where you're at right now with all your bumps and lumps and failings and fears and just sink into this space here in this group? We're so focused on separation and judgment and this illusions of perfection, and they keep us out of this place of love. Can you lay down the roles and the shoulds and the coulds and place them here in this circle? And perhaps when this work is done, then ask yourself, what do I need to do now that would be truly loving? Allow love to be your guide. Often we're in fear. We're worshiping at a temple of fear, and we're not worshiping at a temple of love, and that's okay. Bring your awareness there and come back in and ask yourself, okay, what do I need now from a place of my heart that will allow love to guide me forward? That's the second key and a profound seeding. That's the light that you allow to nourish your garden, you know, so that your seed will grow. And the third key is choice. One of the most incredible things to me is knowing that this is a love-based universe. You know, everything is possible. The natural world doesn't judge. The natural world doesn't say, this is a beautiful flower and this one isn't a beautiful flower. There is space and room for everything in the natural world. This universe is inclusive. So we have choice. And that's one of the most profound gifts that we have. It's possibly the most powerful gift is the gift of choice. And you can choose to focus on love, or you can choose to focus on fear. But when you understand, and when I understand that I have choice, what happens is I immediately drop into my heart. Because fear for me, whenever I'm in a fear, thought of fear, it always feels like there's no other choice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fear always feels like it's the only choice. There's no other choice.
Sometimes, right.
Yeah, there's no other possibility. And that's because fear is exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Love is inclusive. So if I'm presented with something and I'm really afraid, what I do is I speak it out loud because I need to hear myself say this. I know I have choice. I know I have choice. I know I have choice. I might not yet know what the choice is. And I might not be able to see that choice, but I know I have choice. And just by saying that, I drop from my mind right into the center of my being, into my heart, where inclusivity and options live. I literally bring love into the situation. It's this incredible, powerful place of reclaiming your power, your truth, which is, I am not a victim here, and I'm not powerless. I'm not going to go into the fear. I'm going to remember that I have a choice, and I am going to sit with this until I choose love. And love presents to me an option that I didn't yet know existed. This is how I seed.
It's really beautiful. I know I have a choice. It's so empowering. I know I have a choice.
Yeah.
I know I have choice.
We have so much coming at us right now. We are being bombarded constantly by other people's beliefs, other people's perspectives. And it's really easy to feel like you're flailing. Like, what do I choose? Do I believe this? And so for myself, just knowing I have a choice. There are multiple realities, there are multiple truths, and I want to know what is true for me. I'm going to use this time. I'm going to stay present with how I'm feeling. I'm going to let myself sit with what is coming up. Mm. I'm going to allow myself that right now. I'm not going to judge it. I'm going to allow it to come up. And I'm going to keep reminding myself that I have a choice and that I'm choosing love. And I'm choosing to let love guide me now. And this is a continual experience. It's not something that you just wake up one day and you're doing. It's a constant creation, step by step by step. But by doing it this way, that what we do is we take the pressure off of ourselves from trying to figure out all the steps and just stepping one step at a time, because each step creates a truth when we allow it to. One step at a time. And that leads us into what it is that we want to seed.
Thank you. Wow, so beautiful. Thank you so much for that lovely insight and wisdom. I wanted to also ask you, Danielle, about the creation codes. You will be sharing creation codes and singing later, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. And so share with us a little bit about how the creation codes help us embody that truth, and what the creation codes, what their role is in helping us, you know, along our path of ascension.
Mm-hmm. Creation codes come through me in what sounds like songs. And they are the heart song of the cosmos. Each one of us, when we leave this physical body, we will be known not as Ken, Jane, Danielle, Ian. We will be known by our energy signature, our heart song. We each have a heart song. And it's light and it's sound, because energy is fundamentally light and sound. And the work that comes through me are codes of creation. That, as I was saying, they come from the morphogenetic field. They work in the morphogenetic field. They are the heart song of the cosmos. And sometimes they have the signature of the mother of creation. Sometimes they come from deep within the earth. Sometimes they come from masters of light and guardians and guides. They come from very high frequency beings of light and fields of light that are woven into me and you and through us. And they are the field of forms behind forms. So before anything is created in physical reality, it is formed in this field. And that is where the creation codes work. It is in the true seeding, before the seed becomes the plant. When you set an intention, when you here today make a choice and you set an intent out for what it is that you would like to create, what it is that you would like to become, what it is you would like to seed, that energy is received by the cosmos and sung back into you, amplified, so that your heart song is expanded, so that you receive all the energy of the universe, of creation, to help you plant that seed and to grow a magnificent garden. And this is a work that began coming through me in 2005. It was the mother of creation that came through very spontaneously while I was working in the Philippines. I had been there training in psychic surgery. And it was an extraordinary experience because what occurred was a connection with the cosmos in a way where what we put out was amplified and received back through a profound frequency of love. And so the first one to come through me was the mother of creation. And since then, there are many that come through. I call them the beings of light, and many are without name. Sometimes, as I was saying, they come from the inner earth. Sometimes they come from all aspects, the many mansion worlds of the divine. But they are that unseen, invisible support for you, for me, to navigate this profound time we're in. Because we are in the time of the Great Awakening. We are in the time of birthing luminous ways of living and being. And so as we step into this, as we open up and we say, yes, I want to remember that I'm light and that I came here to be light. I want to let go of the limiting definitions, the smallness, and oh my goodness, I want to forgive. I want to forgive what has been. I want to forgive myself. My heart desire is to really be true and to embody who I am authentically. I want to be real. Yeah. And the more I want to be real, the more the universe sings these codes, and they sing and they sing and they sing and they support us. Because this is a love-based universe. And this energy of love wants you to amplify and expand that which is in your heart. So when you choose your heart, you receive the heart resonance of that song. So it amplifies in you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Can't wait for that part of this show, this event today, where we get to experience that. So, yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
It's always a part of the work. And the thing is that it changes every time because it depends on who's here. And when I mean who's here, it's whoever's going to listen to this call in any space and time.
Yeah.
And we create this together. So believe you me when I say that creation sings through us. They're using me as a mouthpiece, but it is your intent. It is my intent. It is our collective dreaming that is amplified. And so the beautiful thing about that is that we are creating this because the divine is in us just as much as we are in the divine. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
And so oneness utilizes me as a microphone. A cosmic microphone to sing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Well, we're tuned in. We can't wait to hear that. And we'll be again sharing that in just a little while. And then before we do, for those of you who have written in and shared with us, we'll read your intentions as well. So if you've had the opportunity to do that, thank you. If you haven't, then of course you can just add intentions as well. We'll anchor the intentions in before Danielle starts with her lovely, lovely process, which will be in just a little while. Danielle, since we're speaking about the codes of creation and you've been used as a cosmic microphone, I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to share about your work with everyone. So I'd love to do that if that sounds like a good time for you.
Absolutely.
In terms of the offer. Yeah, so everyone, before we go ahead and have Danielle take us through that beautiful process, which, by the way, is probably going to be, we're not going to place any time restrictions on there. So it's something that I would really encourage you to get ready for. It might be a little bit longer than what you're accustomed to on the show. So we're going to finish with that. It could be, 20 minutes or so.
It's not a 5-minute process. It
no.
never is. And
yeah.
Because it's also really exciting, and I'm really excited for us to do this here because I need help. I need support. We all need support. And the beautiful thing is that when we come together, as I was saying when we opened this call, when we come together and we sit here in our heart space, whoever and how these codes will be brought through will be perfect, whole, and complete for us.
Mm.
So I would really invite you to put headphones on and get quiet and allow yourself to be bathed in love. Allow yourself to be wrapped up in this divine love because they will seed inside of you. And sometimes this work is, you can feel it really profoundly. Sometimes it's very subtle, but let me tell you, if you are open to receiving the highest frequencies of love and moving through this with ease and grace, allowing everything that will serve your soul to be received and to allow yourself to let go of anything that needs to be let go of, you're going to receive what you need and it will circulate, it will grow and expand in you because that is the way that the seeding occurs. It's going to grow. And you can help it grow by being present, by allowing yourself to be where you're at, and to constantly be aware that you have choice. And so choose. Choose with the wisdom of your heart. That's how you're going to grow these codes. They are going to be given to you freely, for you are loved. How you work with them is your divine free will. So, that said, you want to talk about the work.
Yes, thank you. Oh, so yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, let's continue to honor the work that is being done. So, if you're on the webinar page, everyone, if you'd like to follow along visually before we go through that beautiful process that Danielle's been speaking of, I'd like to share what she's brought to you today. So if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button and that'll take you to Danielle's offer. And if you're not on the webinar page, then just go ahead and type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com, and put in a /, and then Danielle, which is D-I-N-I-E-L-L-E, and the number 10, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Danielle 10. And that'll take you to the page, which is Freedom Keys, Danielle Brooks' special offer. And there's three options that she's brought to us today. So, Danielle, tell us about this program, if you don't mind.
Well, first I want to just share with you, the first offering is a workshop. And I'm really excited about that because for those of you that are familiar with my work, you also know that I spend an awful lot of time in stillness and in quiet space. I don't offer this opportunity very often because I've been in such a deep process of transformation myself. So certainly for these 8 months that I've been in Brazil, I've been going through a profound new expansion with Gaia, with the earth, and an incredible experience of new relationship with life and with living. And I've been so very quiet here in really integrating this. And so this workshop is going to be an opportunity for me to share for the first time these new ways of living and being and embodying now. And I call this workshop the Claim Your Power because that's the process that we're really in. Authentic power is about being in our hearts, and it matters not how many times you fall out, as I was saying. It's the incredible expansion that we're in, because as we heal and we come into wholeness with ourselves, we come into wholeness with the earth. She heals as we heal, and it's in relationship with Gaia that we are really going to expand and grow. So in this workshop, there are four elements that are really important. It's reclaiming the energy that you have given away. All the ways that you have been a victim, all the ways you've been playing the role of savior or servant or perpetrator, all of what has been before. We're going to be giving you some really powerful tools in how to release those cords and unhealthy dynamics and reclaim the energy you've given away and anchor a stronger connection with your higher self, your essence self, and with the earth so that you can feel that connection and that support so that you can come into harmony and to come into balance. We're also going to be doing a work which is really about expanding clarity and divine connection. So we'll be talking about some of what we've been talking about today, but going deeper. And I think I've said that the workshop's going to be 2 hours, but it'll be recorded. You're going to get a recording of it so that you can continue to work with the tools and the creation codes that will be sung. But this is, for me, a really exciting workshop that we will take our time with so that we can really support you, because this we're going to do next month, and who knows who we're going to be next month. You know? So it's really going to be about addressing where we're at when we do it. So that's the first offer. And the second offer are two recordings of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine. And again, for those that do know me, you know that I travel around the world and I've been guided to specific places on this earth where codes are sung. And last year, there were two places which were really profound that I was brought to. In Greece, I was in the middle of a sailing expedition and we had a cyclone, which meant that I was brought to an island. And in the midst of the cyclone, I was guided to the top of a mountain with two absolutely beautiful women. And there we did a work at an ancient Acropolis. We also did one at a prehistoric Acropolis. And I'm like, Lord, Greece is such a rich place.
Yeah.
So it was in an ancient Acropolis at the top of a mountain. And there it was, the Urea. It was the being, the primordial deity of that mountain that sang, and it was the Divine Masculine. And it was so profound. As this cyclone was raging around us, he was welcoming us to rest and to sink into his power and to feel his presence and to rest in the peace. And it was the most beautiful, gentle, soothing, profoundly nourishing, you know, to feel held by the masculine in a way that I'd never been before. And that is the recording of When a Heart of a Mountain Sings. And shortly after that, I was guided to Hawaii. And there in Hawaii, without knowing it, I found myself at the base of Anahole, which is a mountain, a sacred space in Kauai. Kauai is considered the mother island. And Anahole is where all souls are birthed. The Dalai Lama, when he went there in 1994, acknowledged that in Tibetan tradition, they recognize that Anahole in Hawaii is where all souls enter this earth. And I didn't know this, but I was guided to a subterranean cave and a temple there, and where I sang for 3 weeks. And it was the same repetitive song. And it was incredible because it was these beings of light that were divinely feminine. They were creating a circle to birth divine surrender. They were there with this soft, profound essence of being to help me birth my own surrendering, divine surrendering of this process. And so I recorded that one, and that is offered to you from the divine feminine, the mother of creation and this great sacred circle. From these two sacred sites, these are recordings that you work with, that you receive, that you hold your intention and you listen to and allow these codes to wash through you. And they become literally the watering of your garden. They become the light and they help you find the clarity and the strength, the peace, the expansion to organically and naturally birth yourself with the power of Gaia, the divine masculine, the divine feminine combined. And lastly, we have an opportunity for what I'm calling freedom sessions. And these sessions, these are really about helping you take the extra step of realigning with your divine power. And in this work, it will be almost all codes of light that clear blocks within yourself, and they release trauma and all the pain and hurt in your body. And together we will go into a process which you then will be able to do yourself of connecting and communicating with yourself from a place of love so that you can acknowledge and see the profound learning and wisdom and release what no longer serves you. Those are the freedom sessions. And that's the offer on hand.
Beautiful, beautiful. So in the freedom sessions, do you also utilize the creation codes?
Yes, absolutely. The choice is for the individual. So if you want, we can go into a process which is more of a dialogue, and I will bring you into a process of connecting with the parts of your body where you are holding trauma and pain so that you can be informed, so that you can gain clarity and awareness and liberation. Or we can do straight, direct, going in and singing the codes. The choice will be entirely up to you. And knowing as well that the people that are accessing this will have also done the workshop, so they can build on what we learn in the workshop to continue working with it. Mm-hmm. I must say, my greatest hope and my greatest desire in all of this work is to empower you to access your own divinity and to connect with your own truth. This work is always offered in support of that because you're the healer. I'm the facilitator, and we co-create together.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. a workshop, and then of course the audios that mm-hmm. are When the Heart of a Mountain Sings, and then also the Songs of Divine Surrender, which form part of the Divine Oneness, which is option two, and then also the Freedom Code session.
Yes.
The Freedom Session. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to the Wisdom Community. So lovely. I think so many people are going to have an opportunity to work with you maybe for the first time. Of course, you've been here before a little while ago, about a year ago, I think, you were here on the show. And we had quite a few many people actually started to, worked with you. And this is an opportunity for those of you who have worked with Danielle to continue to work with her, or for those of you who haven't worked with her yet, to experience what it's like to. And I think you'll also get a sense when we go through that meditation, how beautiful the Freedom Codes and the songs actually are. And you can just feel the resonance and feel the vibration when Danielle does the transmissions.
Know also that when this call is done, I'm going to be hopping on to the wonderful Facebook page that you've created for this community. And if you've got questions, know that I'll be there. And I'd love to hear from you.
Beautiful. Well, lovely. Well, would this be a good time for me to read the intentions, and then we can move on to
absolutely.
Medicine?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. So for those of you who have written in, I'm going to go through some of these. There's many, 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 many. So if I just don't get through them all, I'll certainly get through as many as I can. And of course, everyone, even if they're not read, trust, of course, that they're in the space. Okay.
And I'm also going to ask everyone that as we're listening to this, know that this person who is setting this intent is also setting the intent to show up as this. So may we honor and bless each one, because as their intention is being spoken, let us amplify it and project it back to them, support for them, to have the strength and the courage, to have the resilience, and to have the self-love, because each one is bright and beautiful. And we are doing this together as one tonight. So yes, Ian, let's do this.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. Steadfast, ebullient, glowing, soaring, floating. I would love to feel vibrantly alive and healthy so that I can use my gifts in service to the highest good. Divine surrender, intimacy, strong, magnetic, confident, humble, and nurturing. I'd like to feel well physically and mentally. I'd like to feel peaceful and calm so that I can help others. Intuition, discernment, confidence, high self-worth, healthy self-esteem, certainty, assertiveness, and interpersonal power.
Ooh.
I want to be an unconditional servant of love and compassion to myself and my world. I will see everything as okay, knowing my intention is leading me. I want to be faith and patience, trusting that my world creates. My intention is to feel centered in the essence of beingness of love and be able to offer others a best version of divine love. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My new remembrance for moving forward is allowing all that I am and choosing to follow the light and the energy as I enjoy heaven on earth.
Oof. That's powerful.
I have choice to fully embody and express love.
Yes.
I'm open to receiving, navigating difficult realities, and setting intentions that my luminous divine life is on its way, and my current reality is the pathway to my new divine life. Healer, telepathic, artist, all attributes to serve mankind. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, Danielle.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. This is such a powerful energy field that you're creating together. So what I'm going to ask you now to do is ask you to get comfortable into a quiet space. And I'm going to lead you in, and I'm actually going to use you, Ian, as a guinea pig, so to speak. I hope you don't mind. I didn't tell you this part, did I? but you know what? At the beginning of the talk, as I was speaking about creating feelings, that the feelings are the basic building block, right, to connect with your essence. So some of you have a very strong sense of what you want to create. And some of you might not. Doesn't matter. But I want you to feel in right now to what it feels like to be that future self. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Ian to just share. I'm going to ask you what you're feeling one at a time, and then ask you to just allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and continue to allow it to expand. We're going to start this process, and then we'll go right into singing the codes, because as you feel into what it is you want to create, you're going to amplify the field here for us all. So let's start, and I'm going to start by asking you, Ian, to just imagine your future self. Let yourself sit and imagine who you want to birth now. What does he feel like? What does he look like? Close your eyes and allow your imagination to go wild. And bring into your mind's eye this incredible person that you are in your full potential, your full power. And gently breathe and focus on this imagining, this being that you are. And I will ask you, Ian, that as you're focusing on him, share with me one thing that you feel as you feel him. What do you feel? Choose one word.
Expansive.
Wonderful. So now, as we begin this process of going into our feelings, I want you to drop the image of him, and I want you to just feel the energy of expansiveness. And with your breath, breathe in the energy of expansiveness. And as Ian is doing this, I invite each one of you to choose as well the feeling that you feel and breathe it in. And just be with the feeling that you're feeling right now. No attachment to a story, just the feeling. And as you breathe in the feeling of expansiveness, Ian, notice how it feels inside you. Notice the energy. Notice the way it moves. It's alive in you. And let me ask you now, Ian, what does expansiveness give you? And again, choose one word. And everyone, choose one word for the state that you're in. Where does it now bring you?
Sovereignty.
Ooh. So we exhale and let go of expansiveness, and we breathe in sovereignty. Fully open, Ian, to sovereignty now. And as you shift into this next feeling, notice how different this feeling is from the first one. Observe it in your body. Allow it. Allow it to dance through you. Literally breathe it all the way down into your feet. Exhale it. Sovereignty. As you merge with sovereignty, as you merge with the feeling that you're feeling now, what does this give you? What is the next feeling that it brings and awakens in you, Ian?
Feels, it's like an overall feeling of like oneness or inclusiveness.
I love it. You've gone right into oneness, inclusiveness. I want to invite you to breathe into oneness. For as you do this experience, and I want to ask you to just stay and hold that energy of oneness and really feel that energy move through your body. It is very different from the previous energies, isn't it? Oneness. And as Ian is feeling the oneness, I am inviting each one of you to feel the feeling that you are now feeling fully. And you can continue to expand. You can continue to ask, what does this feeling give me? And then shift into the next one. And the next, and the next. And by this way, you expand your resonance. You expand your field. Here and now, you are creating this inside you. Ian, you have created oneness. Breathe this oneness in. And if you like, place your hands on your hearts and receive oneness. Open your heart to the oneness as a flower opens to the sun. Join in the divine dance of light that is oneness, for this is your true essence. We are one. We are one. We are one, and the love grows, still the love grows as we expand. As you feel your feelings and allow these feelings to continue to expand, as you ask yourself, what does this give me? And continue to grow and open and create higher, deeper, wider truths of love. Breathe this in. Breathe in the love. Breathe in the light. Ma vorrei siamo vero, ma si niego, no, 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 no. Here at the altar of your heart, in the resonance of love, you are invited to place your fears, your doubts, your worries. Give them up and give them over now, for the mother sings for you, to take into her arms and to cradle you. To breathe peace in, to breathe light in. Receive and allow the love to take what is too heavy for you. Breathe and give it up now, for into this space where wholeness is, where you are loved. Here, rest in this peace.
Anile sanya chanyoro yamyulo Yo llamo lo chino, siete babushinga. Yeah, 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 Devo furi mi la pahu ya sha ye sha ye che ya 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 ta ye che o ya cho lo ma nya ma ne ma ne o la cho yo ye 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 sha mo lo Corre piru y ya ho ya 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 Vola fatim molo ro ni ma ja po sha yo sha cha cha wo yi shu Yambao yo chai lo cho Ha ha ro 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 to ryo ta O la pa wa shu ro ro E he he lo no ro ko we ta ra we Tai shaju, Yeah, I chala chata, yeah, ho, jumpa, yura, pa, wu, yo, we, jo, she, 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 oh, she, ko, la, nya, ra, ma, po, chara, yep, ko, sha, no, me, hu, yi, da, le, ra, ha, ri, o, to, yi, ma, wo, we, la, na, yi, o, to, ro, ro,
to breathe in here, wholeness, peace. healing. Breathe in and receive here a clearing of your power field, a cleansing, so that you may reconnect authentically and truthfully with your essence now.
Vaisemo churupulu imi fini mano yete leru ma papa pui manchewara no mano ye vanu madar batiu jane ni wala inu pa wenu ye me lera na no vera po ye ama pare mi wana yo ni ore ba jore ra dure ra ti la nie wa o ama o la he o la ya na wa he ho ro ma ya mi nere ul mayano njo ulorea no mano madawera wepia he hula haya yama baba we yurai hawe torami sanalo mai we du yur enana terai nalo rima we do yo nyere de ran yo ra lai mboru para se yo da olor janam gara pringro rai tu ella ene njama na ma we do re jai waro do ria ma olore hi ya la we do ya rai njama ra da la ho hi e o la ma we ora ha nyara de Ola ma jera ba we du, hey ola jera, valo ma bara ba we du, ha wera ta ya to, ya hala ra jai o ba lai, o mo ku hi o pa lar, adar ya zav ya krore ya. Gama pore weolo hi, garama frore kaolo daurio. Dere mararo era nyukura marai tire tu, halara uewa taire tu. Haue amai, oi u taradirai. Wea wo dia kakurate la tuya apa wea.
And take a deep breath, breathe all the way down into your feet, and now as you stay in this energy, I want to invite you to visualize your feet anchored into the center of our beautiful earth, anchored into her crystalline core, anchored into a crystal that is there only for you. And as you breathe down, you connect with her, our mother, Gaia. And as you breathe, breathe up through your feet, breathe up her strength, breathe up her love, breathe in harmony with her now, and receive these codes of connection and oneness.
Anjola we do yo, e afa ula we turo ra la pa we ti, amotia elo ye me vera ma. Awe noe, awe yulara, oi yala parato, ako Nehiyata morabare tushaita. Ako alamo diena na weno weno yuena. Ota jeheayo.
Take a deep breath in. Divine blessings of love to you. Divine blessings of light to you. In Lakesh. In Lakesh. In Lakesh. This is a Mayan saying. I am another yourself. I am another yourself. Blessings as we thank you for the circle We thank you for the incredible embracing that you have done of this mythical. We thank you for walking your path now. We thank you for showing up and being who you are. Blessings to your embodiment. Blessings to the freedom that is seeding in you now. To the love and to the truth. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much. So beautiful. Thank you, Danielle. Much love to you.
Much, much love. Blessings. Thank you so much. Until soon. Mwah.
Love, love. Thank you, sweet souls, all of you for being here. It's been such a beautiful, beautiful time. Thank you for the honor that we all share of sharing the space with each other. Thank you, sweet souls. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son. We thank the Ancient Ones, the Ascended Masters, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being here with us today. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.